As the sun rises in the east, you're filled with awe at our Creator and of the many wonders He has made. What an opportunity we're given to explore the outdoors with others, building relationships with them that will last an eternity. Join us now as we explore the numerous ways to use time on the Trail to Adventure to bring others into a relationship with the One who spoke the creation into existence. Here now is Jerry Calouet, the host of God's Great Outdoors.
Well, hi, we're here in the Legacy Center that's in Xenia, Ohio, and looking forward to an opportunity with an old friend we've had on the program a number of times, thinking it's been 7 years since we've had you on the program. Johnny Erickson Tata, welcome back to God's Great Outdoors.
Jerry, thanks so much for inviting me back, even after 7 years. And it's always good to be with you friends at God's Great Outdoors.
Always a delight to join you, Johnny, and the opportunity to hear those things that God has placed into your life, the situation that you enjoy getting out into God's creation. I know you were bragging on your husband and the fact that he's away right now, fly fishing opportunities. They're even using that to build bridges. Maybe that would be a great place to start, the fact that Ken is taking other fellas out, people that need the Lord. A constant turnover of individuals that are going on these adventures. It is changing lives for eternity. That's outstanding to hear about.
Oh, absolutely. It all started when Ken and his best friend, who was best man at our wedding, Jan Janora, Jan and Ken got their heads together, and they started thinking about ways they could be significant in the kingdom of Christ in the last half of their lives. Both of them are retired. Ken helps me in the ministry of Johnny and Friends, and we travel together a great deal. But still, he just wanted to have his own ministry with men. He loves hanging out with the guys, shooting basketballs, throwing football. He loves coaching still. He enjoys fishing, camping. So he and Jan, Ken and Jan, got their heads together and started seeking God's heart about how they could be fishers for men. What they do is they design 4 or 5 trips a year. Each trip is a week-long trip on the Madison River up in the Madison River Valley just south of Ennis, Montana. They have a great week, and they stay on the Smiling Moose Ranch, which is Jan's ranch up there. And during the week, they get up in the morning, do a little bit of a Bible study, maybe discuss a particular book that's popular among Christian guys. And they get into God's Word, they have times of prayer, and then they float the Madison River during the day and fly fish, come back at night, have a great dinner, and then do a little bit more Bible study and head to bed. And Ken absolutely loves it. In fact, he's there right now up on the Madison River Valley, and I'm praying for him, praying for the guys that he's talking with. And Ken has a real heart for doing this, and I'm so grateful that he hasn't let up. He hasn't relaxed. He hasn't retired from advancing the kingdom of Christ in the way God has gifted him to be.
Well, you talk about retiring. Johnny, that's interesting because it wasn't too long ago we were discussing that, perhaps I think it was at our board meeting up in Canada, at a fishing event, the word retirement, not found in God's Word, yet Christians looking towards that retirement age and they're going to break away from everything that has to do with life. It actually becomes a time when you can open up and start going in directions you never could have before, using it for the glory of God.
Absolutely. And I think when men get in their 60s, they know that life is short. And the book of James tells us that what is our life? We are but a wisp of smoke, a fading vapor. If you read the book of Isaiah, the glory of man is as a flower of the field. It withers and fades in the summer sun. And Ken, with his aches and pains and his knees, he understands this. And so he wants to be significant for the kingdom. You know, when he fly fishes, he often talks about how guys, as he's tying his flies, he'll say, you know, Satan is an expert at tying lures. He knows how to lure men. And he knows what kind of man is easily tempted by certain things. And so he ties a special lure to draw that man away from his marriage or from his walk with Christ. And we've got to be wary that we don't fall for Satan's lures. And Ken just comes up with all these wonderful analogies and metaphors out of fly fishing for talking to men about being careful in their walk, being careful and guarded in their marriage, making a covenant with their eyes that they not look upon a woman with lust, making a covenant with their mouths, what they watch, not to watch worthless things, as Psalm says. These TV shows now are revealing so much flesh, and it's so denigrating to women and men. And so Ken, he's a real model to these other guys, and I'm so grateful that he's not retiring at all, but advancing.
Praise God, making wise use of the time. That's certainly what we're supposed to be about. And maybe after the interview, you're going to have to tell me more about shooting these basketballs. I'm wondering if they're using rifles or shotguns. But most certainly, I don't think you're going to want to cook those up. But sometimes as they catch those fish, they fry them up. They smell so good. And that's reminding me that my wife, Cindy, is standing by to share today's recipe. Folks, do send in your recipes and how you're preparing the wild fish, game, or plants that you harvest. Let us know who it is you're spending time in the outdoors with and what kind of activity it is you like to do, and we'll get you a copy of Steve Chapman's book, Outdoor Insights. Remember, they're autographed. We'll be right back after Cindy shares this.
My husband, Jerry Calouet, lived most of his youth in the state of Maryland. Summer meant trips to the Chesapeake Bay in pursuit of blue crab. Jerry says, I fished for blue crab in the Gulf of Mexico where we used trot lines, but in the Chesapeake Bay, we waded the grass flats with a scoop net or used crab pots lowered off bridges and piers. With a bushel basket or two full of crabs, the trip home had mouths watering. To cook Chesapeake blue crabs Louisiana style, you'll first need to fill a large wash tub with clean tap water and add 2 pounds of table salt. The live crabs are placed in the salt water while waiting to be cooked. Make sure you discard any dead crabs. Boil water in a large kettle or two, depending on the number of crabs. Commercial bay season can be added to the boiling water, or you can make your own. Throw in thyme, sweet basil, marjoram, cloves, allspice, mace, red pepper pods, black pepper, and a lot of salt to taste. When handling crabs, use long tongs as they pinch hard. Place crabs into boiling water until kettle is full. Return to a boil and cool for 10 to 12 minutes. Crabs will turn bright red while they are cooking. Remove kettle from heat and drain. Spread several layers of newspaper on the table to be used for dining. Place the crabs in the center of table to cool and begin eating while still warm. The meat is in the claws and body cavities and is removed by cracking open. To crack open, use a nutcracker or table knife handle. Serve plain with butter or cocktail sauce. A great meal eaten with lots of fine friends and family. God's Word says in Genesis 9:3, everything that lives and moves will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, I now give you everything.
We're back again, Jerry Calouet, God's Great Outdoors, here in Xenia, Ohio. Johnny, Erickson, Tata, just a blessing to be able to hook up with you, Johnny. A lot of years since we've had you on. You enjoy the outdoors as well, going camping. Let's talk about in the Sierras, and I think something about feeding the bears, too, was one of your explorations.
I can't believe you're going to want me to tell that story. Yes, I love camping a great deal. I grew up camping. My parents had a big old Sunny Surplus canvas tent. It seated 18 cots, this big old tent did, and me and my cousins, all 18 of us, it was a grand time. My parents would pitch the tent down on the eastern shore of Maryland among the high sand dunes right along the Atlantic shore, and we'd be down there all summer. Long before, you couldn't put a campfire on a beach, and there were all those regulations you have to observe now. But back in the 50s, that's just the way you went camping. And also up along the Poconos in Pennsylvania and near Scranton and Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, lots of camping, lots of riding our horses along Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and all those wonderful forest trails. It's just beautiful in God's green nature. But yes, up in, it was Jasper Provincial Park up in Canada, and I was sitting around the campfire. My sisters were back in the trailer. They were cleaning up from dinner, and they had cleared off all things off the picnic table. And my one sister, Kathy, and I were just having a good time by the campfire. We were just singing hymns. I look over my sister's shoulder, and I see what I think is a big black dog. It's twilight. The moon is on the rise. The stars are coming out, and the wind is moving through the pine trees. It's so beautiful, and the fire is crackling. And I say to her, Kathy, I think there's a dog behind you. And she said, Johnny, are you trying to scare me? Kathy, no, be still. Something's behind you. Well, with that, I heard a grunt, and then there this large black shadow rose on its feet behind my sister, and it was a bear. I didn't realize it, but there were some marshmallows, an open marshmallow bag by my wheelchair, foot pedals, and he must have smelled something. My sister just froze, and we could not believe it. This bear came and sniffed around my wheelchair and rummaged through the plastic bag and snorted and grunted, and I didn't move one bit. And he grabbed the bag and ran when he heard my sisters in the camp trailer scream, bear, where is there a bear? It was so funny because just earlier that afternoon I had prayed, Lord, I would love to get out into your beautiful creation in some way today. And of course, being in my wheelchair, I couldn't. Little did I realize that night God would bring his big creation close to me through the presence of that bear. So I'm careful about what I pray. when I'm by myself out in the wilderness these days.
Johnny, most certainly, that is something that we have to be sure that we pray specifically in those things that we're seeking God about. Certainly, could have been you that was attracting the bear, because the perfume you're wearing is very pleasant as well. So who knows? It may not have been the marshmallows. Folks, we're going to find out a little bit more about Johnny and what's going on in her life, but we need to take one more break. We'll be back right after this.
Since July 6, 1996, God's Great Outdoors Radio and Ministry has been on the air to help listeners win others to the Creator God, Jesus Christ. The program is made possible because of the financial help of our listeners, and for this help we are truly blessed. Additional underwriting support is by Matthews Archery and the new V3 compound bow, plus Mission Archery with a revolutionary technology and design that provides a maximum crossbow experience. Also, Three Rivers Archery, supplying what one needs to make their own bows and arrows, and Hunter Safety System, saving lives is what we do. Also, Phil Havens Technology, LLC, a website designer and maintenance service provider.
You are not a mistake. God created you for a great purpose. Imagine those words spoken to a boy's heart where abandonment issues, guilt, and loneliness reside. Following the command of Isaiah 1:17 to defend the cause of the fatherless, Fathers in the Field works with the local church to reach these boys through outdoor adventure, service, acceptance, and forgiveness. To find out how your passion for God and the outdoors intersects with a boy's life, please visit fathersinthefield.com or call 307-332-0901.
This is Johnny Erickson Tata of Johnny and Friends. And let's remember that disabled people can make inroads into God's great outdoors too. We want to help open the world of sports and outdoor activities to many more disabled people. For a full list of sports groups serving persons with disabilities, just ask for our listing of sports associations at Johnny and Friends. You can call us toll-free at 888-522-5664 or visit us online at johnnyandfriends.org.
We're back, Jerry Calluette, God's Great Outdoors, again here with Johnny Erickson Tata. Johnny, the fact that you are taking these kids through the summers, you have some ministry you're doing with them. Folks with special needs, I know that's part of your heart. Maybe we need to talk about that and just let the listeners know what's going on and maybe how they can join you.
Well, you're right, Jerry. We run retreats for families affected by disability. Moms and dads who have children where there's a disability in the family, maybe a son or a daughter with spina bifida or autism or spinal cord injury. Often people who attend our retreats are couples who might have a disability. Maybe the wife has multiple sclerosis or the husband is a stroke survivor. Whatever, these are great, great weeks. 5 days of hands-down, slam dunk, over-the-top, off-the-charts fun and spiritual refreshment around God's Word. We do everything wheelchair hiking in the woods. We do zip lining, swimming, horseback riding, inner tubing, wheelchair square dancing, wheelchair line dancing, you name it. And we just have such fun with these families. And it gives mom and dad a chance to have a break because we have volunteers who we assign to each family. That means mom and dad can really relax while the volunteer takes care of that child during the day in arts and crafts and Bible study and games and fun and other outdoor activities. And it's just a fantastic opportunity to help these families get refreshed, the marriages stay mended, do a little one-on-one counseling if there are problems with depression or discouragement because of a disability or their sibling rivalry, or maybe there's trouble in the marriage, and we have marriage counseling around God's Word. So it's a glorious time of God's power really showing up best in the weakness of each and every family during that blessed week. And we run 22 of these retreats across the nation every summer. And so I would encourage the men listening, we need more men who would come and volunteer. And I know that's not going to sound very appealing to the guys listening. They're going to think, that's for other guys, not me. I'm the outdoors type. I'm the strong, virile type. No, that's not for me. Well, guys, let me tell you, I've seen so many men come on the campus of our family retreats, get assigned to a little boy with Down syndrome, and before the week is out, their heart is melted. and they are sold. They are hands down sold on what we do, and they become so blessed by the ministry that they give these children and how the children give back to them. And men go away changed and transformed because they really see the impact that they can have on a boy, a young boy with cerebral palsy. Little guys are looking for big guys to look up to. So I encourage the men listening, if you want to get out into God's great outdoors, then do so on one of our campuses at our family retreats all across the nation. It's a great chance to really use your gifts and skills and abilities to impact for Christ a family affected by disability in a wonderful way.
Johnny, praise God for that. Do appreciate the fact that you're sharing in that regard. Having had the opportunity to be able to be at the turkey hunt in Iowa with those young people that had disabilities and watching all the helpers, I think they had 8 people per child, and many of those men were impacted. In fact, the next year, some of them came to Christ, the fellows that came just to help. So who knows how and in what way God will speak to those that are volunteering. Probably get information from your website when it comes to that, and maybe some other things that are available there as well.
Sure. The guys listening can go to our website at johnnyandfriends.org/retreats, or just go onto our main homepage and look up retreats there, and the link will take you right to all the information you need. And if you want to see what a family retreat looks like, you can go to our television page at Johnny and Friends. Just look for the TV icon and watch one of the videos of what a week at family retreat actually looks like. And you can see for yourself how fun it is just to get on that zip line with that little guy with CP, or to do some wheelchair square dancing with a little kid with Down syndrome. It's just so much fun. And also just being there in the cafeteria line, maybe holding the tray, holding the hymnal, holding the Bible, doing the arts and crafts, taking that child on the wheelchair hike, pushing that wheelchair up a hill, just all kinds of ways. We need some good, strong muscles of some guys at these family retreats. So again, visit our website at johnnyandfriends.org. That's johnnyandfriends.org, and you'll get all the info you need.
Praise God, Johnny. The opportunity, the challenge to all of us. It's just waiting for us to step in and start being a part, and we will be different if we do that. And we just appreciate the fact that you were willing to share with all the listeners about the things that you've done in the past in God's creation and are doing today. And just, again, making yourself available in the midst of this busy schedule and talking to all the listeners here on God's Great Outdoors. Thanks so much again, Johnny.
Thank you, too. And I want to thank all the men listening who take care of God's great outdoors. We're told in the book of Genesis to be good stewards of all that God has given us. And whether you're camping or hiking or whether you're biking or fishing, whatever you're doing in God's great outdoors, thank you for leaving that beautiful wilderness as you found it.
Now, friends, those of you who do not have internet access, you can contact Johnny and Friends at 818-707-5664. Again, that's area code 818-707-5664. Certainly, I hope that this particular interview with Johnny has tugged at your heartstrings. Johnny's mention of the camping and that sunny surplus tent brought me back to memories of when I was a youngster. An adventure to Sunny Surplus there in Glen Burnie, Maryland. It was one of my favorite places to go because of the things that we could purchase for our time in God's creation. What is God calling you to? If you are one of half of the nation's population who enjoys recreating in God's creation, isn't it time that you started using what you do as a way of reaching those men, women, and children, and yes, those people with special needs, through that time in the outdoors that will change lives for eternity? I hope in some way that this time with Johnny has moved on your heart, squeezed your heart, and caused you to make a decision, a life-changing decision that will affect others as they are out there recreating in God's great outdoors. Something to be praying about. And remember, we love to hear what God has done and the impact that you're having where you live and spend time in the outdoors. By all means, you're welcome to call us toll-free at 1-877-TALK-GGO, or you can email us at ggoutdoors@aol.com and give us the great report. All right, now don't go off. We've got more to come.
Here's a one-that-got-away fishing story from God's Great Outdoors. If you have ever bought ice fishing equipment, there's an excellent chance HT Enterprises is the company who manufactured it. Paul Grahl is the president of this busy business, which works hard to make the fishing action hot when the temperatures are cold. But Paul Grahl doesn't limit himself to just below zero angling. He'll also take to the water when the only ice to be found is in a chest full of soda pop. The fact is, Paul's one-that-got-away fishing story is one that he's thankful got away. He had waited practically an entire year to take his best friend from Korea, Mr. Kang, fishing. This business acquaintance of over 12 years arrived to visit with Paul in early April of 1999. The two set out for a small semi-private lake, as Paul had a rowboat stored there. The water teemed with bass and some great perch. A very nice lake to fish on, but the men also looked forward to the peaceful time that lay ahead, or so they thought. With anticipation of what was to come, they flipped the boat over, and suddenly Mr. Kang got very excited, crying out, "Paul, a snake, snake!" knowing full well that Paul doesn't like snakes. The 30-plus-inch garter snake set the two to work with oars, trying to fish him out of the boat. Paul reflects, "I don't want to sound cruel, but he was in the wrong place at the wrong time." He ended up lifeless after two people did a very frantic job of trying to get him out of that boat. Well, thinking all was well, they loaded the gear and shoved off on that bright, beautiful evening. Moving out to 20 feet of water, Paul was enjoying the time. He was rowing, looking a different direction from the back of the boat, when he heard Mr. Kang in the stern let out a scream. A 3-foot garter snake slithered out of the back of the transom, moving toward Mr. Kang. Both men sprung up for positions of safety onto the middle seat in the boat. There, two frightened older men almost tipped the boat over, frantically grabbing at oars to remove this new menace. The pair began doing a dance as the serpent kept coming at them. Close to tipping several times, the fight lasted about 5 minutes. Paul concludes, "If anyone on shore would have seen us, they would have reported us to an institution. Finally, we managed to fling it into the lake. If anyone would have asked us what we were doing, we would have told them, 'Well, one time a year we come out and do a cultural dance.'" We laughed so hard later. The fishing ended right then for fear of another snake coming out of hiding, and Paul now has his boat stored in order to prevent such incidents in the future. But Paul Grahl's biggest victory over a serpent was over Satan when he surrendered his life to Jesus Christ. You too can do the same. To receive a free booklet on the subject, contact us here at God's Great Outdoors by mail, phone, or email, and we'll send you The End of the Line by Ron Linder.
Did you enjoy that story? Do you know that you can get that story in the book Hunting Blunders and the One That Got Away? You can get copies to give to those that God has placed on your heart that you know need to have a personal relationship with the Creator in the creation they love to enjoy. You can order copies through our web store at ggoutdoors.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-877-TALK-GGO. Why don't you contact us and get a copy today?
Should man hunt? What does the Bible say? From time to time, we get contacts asking if it is okay for people to fish, hunt, or even eat meat. So we've taken scripture verses that deal with this topic and put them on a handy little bookmark to place in your Bible. For a free copy, contact us right away. Call 1-877-TALK-GGO.
Why don't you prayerfully consider joining us at one of the Fishers of Men retreats in Ontario, Canada. You park your cars, hop onto float planes, and fly into Rushing Wind Retreat Center. A very comfortable setting, gourmet meals, hot showers, guest speakers, an opportunity for you to get out onto the water, enjoying fishing with friends and relatives who you wind up bringing and need Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. These 5-day events with everything included, and this is also the flight in and out, are priced a third of what you normally would pay for these kinds of fishing adventures. Contact Rushing Wind at area code 715-683-2530 and consider who it is that you may wind up bringing and seeing them come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior as you're using God's creation to change lives for eternity.
We'd love to hear how God has spoken to you. Email us at ggoutdoors@aol.com. I'm John Skillman, inviting you to always consider how to make wise use of your time in God's great outdoors.